Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we'll be reading and discussing Luke chapter 21, verse 19, and it reads, "By your endurance you will gain your lives." The Bible speaks often on issues of endurance, on maintaining our faith and not growing weary. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13 says, "As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." It is challenging, even during the good times, to not grow weary and not lose focus or wander from our faith and service to the Lord. How much more so will it be a challenge to not grow weary when persecution and possibly death will be the result of remaining steadfast? Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, Christ warns that the one who endures to the end will be saved. And Paul multiple times speaks of faith as running a race. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, he says to run with endurance the race set before us. We are blessed today to be running in relatively comfortable conditions. This will not and has not always been the case. Those who've come before us have had to endure with many difficulties and hardships. As we've been seeing as we go through Luke 21, hardship and difficulties aren't going anywhere for the believer. Both hardship and comfort present challenges, though, to our race. Revelations chapter 2, verse 3, speaking to the church in Ephesus, Christ tells them, "I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary." They were seemingly running the race, yet they had lost their first love. Even when times are good, and maybe especially when times are good and easy, we run the risk of losing our first love. So whether it's persecution or prosperity, enduring, running the race of faith isn't easy, but it is worth it. Remain faithful, remain steadfast, don't grow weary. As Paul said again in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "In due season we will reap."
Every generation has different things to endure, different temptations or persecutions. And so many things try and pull us away from the faith, from that race. We have to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, on what he endured for us. Just as Spencer read from Hebrews 12:3, to consider what Jesus endured so we won't grow weary or faint-hearted. And we are encouraged to not grow weary in doing good, to love those who are hard to love, even in the body of Christ. This scripture also instructs us to consider what Christ has done in order that we walk in love with one another. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 begins, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." So we have to remember why we do these things, because the Lord has done them, and it is the narrow way, and it's only possible with his Spirit indwelling us. We need to abide in his word to stay encouraged.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 51, verse 6. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Our proverb today comes from chapter 18, verse 5. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the righteous of justice.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.